Welcome to Variant Frequencies. Month to month, our podcast brings you fiction stories from a different channel. Sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and some odd bands in between. Visit us at www.variantfrequencies.com.
Hello, I'm Rick Stringer. This is the second of three flash fiction stories that we are running in a row. Each of them appeared in DZ Allen's Muzzle Flash. You will find the links in our show notes. This story is written by Ann Stringer and narrated by the audio addict herself, Danny Cutler. Slumber Party by Ann Stringer. Impulse. A sudden, involuntary inclination prompting to action. Will she resist?
She was everything I'm not. Blonde, leggy, built. A real Nordic bombshell. I was her best friend. I looked out for her. "You're the only one I can trust," she'd say. "These Johnnies only want one thing." She fancied herself a movie star, though so far the only parts she got were erect and shoved into her various orifices. Not that she minded. If that was the way to the top, she'd take it. It paid well, too. A nice apartment, fancy dinners, silk, diamonds, all from her, Johnny's. Each hoping he was the one. She tossed me her cast-offs sometimes, but I didn't fill out the cashmere in quite the same way she did. And the men didn't want hamburger when they'd already tasted Chateaubriand. Tonight, we're having a slumber party at her place. Like we're in the fourth grade. "It'll be fun," she wheedled into the phone. I could picture her winding the cord around her fingers, like the men. Like me. "We'll have some girl time." She met me at the door. "Change of plans," she said. "My Johnny called. I've got a date. Rain check on the sleepover, okay? You understand." Of course. "You can help me get ready." She pulled me into her bedroom. "He'll be here in 2 hours. You'll do my hair and makeup, won't you?" Her lips in a moist pout, she slipped soft hands into mine, rough from years of washing dishes. I chose a gown, white silk crusted with crystals, from her closet while she flounced onto her bed. "He's taking me to that new bistro, and he's got tickets to a premiere." She chattered away while I found silver sandals. "Everybody who's anybody will be there. This could be my big break." Nodding, smiling, "I'm happy for you," I assured her. I put rollers in her hair and painted her toenails pink. "There's a bag that goes with the dress, up on the top shelf. Be a dear." That wasn't the only thing on the top shelf of her closet. Right next to it, a Lady Derringer, the perfect size for her delicate hands. I plugged her right between her double D's. Her baby blues went wide. Her mouth formed an O stained red with blood bubbles. I dabbed them away with one of her lace hankies. But the color was nice. Roulette red mimicked it well. I applied it carefully to her lips while she stared at me. Then I closed her eyes and put gold shadow on the lids. Took out the rollers and brushed the curls. There's a hole in the front of her negligee surrounded by a growing red stain. A shame, really, but the silk wouldn't drape nearly as well on me anyway. When the bleeding stops, I'll put that beautiful dress on her. I know she'll want to look like a star when they find her. It's the least I can do for my best friend. I look out for her. I'm the only one she can trust.
Thank you for listening to Slumber Party by Ann Stringer, narrated by Danny Cutler. Our next flash fiction story will be posted in a few days. To find out more about Variant Frequencies, please go to our website at www.variantfrequencies.com. If you like Variant Frequencies, tell your friends about us Thank you. From the Variant Frequencies team, Matt Wallace, Anne Stringer, and Rick Stringer.
From a spider hole in Arizona, this is the Truth Seekers Podcast. I'm Dani, your host and legend in her own mind, and I invite you to join me as I search for truth in audio form. Each episode, I will bring you headlines from different places on the internet world, along with commentary, interviews, and guests, all geared towards widening your perspective and guiding you in your own endless search for the truth. So come on over to truthseekerscast.com and join me here in the spider hole. Trust me, there is room for all seekers here, but no room for closed-mindedness.